Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In a ballpark, you feel the atmosphere, and the atmosphere is competitive. It's electric.
I mean, it's a fun place to be.
World champion Giants fans, are you ready for another amazing season of baseball at AT&T Park? We've got an incredible schedule lined up. Big events, Orange Fridays, ring ceremonies, world championship giveaways, and not-to-be-missed series with the Nationals, Cardinals, Angels, and everybody's favorites, the Dodgers. Better grab your seats right away, because they're going faster than a mad bum heater. We are selling single-game tickets right now at sfgiants.com. We are SF. We are Giants.
Eight o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, closure in the case of a 15-year-old high school student bullied to death. The family of Audrey Pott today settled the last of three civil lawsuits. Lawsuits involving three boys who sexually assaulted their daughter at a high school party in 2012, then took pictures of her half-naked body while she was passed out from too much drinking. Here's KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges.
Lawsuit publicly apologized and agreed to give a series of presentations about the dangers of their behavior. They'll also pay a total of $950,000. Audrey was just 15 when she was sexually assaulted and had the boys share pictures of her nude. Robert Allard, attorney for the Pott family, spoke earlier this week about what the family wanted.
Accountability, and they want to be assured that these two young men are holding themselves responsible for their actions.
Larry and Sheila Pott, Audrey's parents, stood silently facing the boys as they apologized. One person is dead tonight after a small plane crash in rural Sonoma County. The ultralight plane went down about noon in a field not far from the Petaluma Airport. Lieutenant Greg Miller says the NTSB is investigating the crash.
The NTSB will actually assume the investigation from the investigative role as far as determining cause of crash and the circumstances.
No one else was injured. The pilot's name has not yet been released.
She's confusing the nature of information with what people do with it.
Censorship. That's what one critic is calling Senator Dianne Feinstein's effort to ban bomb-making guides from the Internet.
Scott Shackford is an editor at Reason Magazine. He says banning material such as the Anarchist's Cookbook, a do-it-yourself bomb-making manual, would have unintended consequences.
The idea that removing things from the Internet is even a possibility is absurd.
Feinstein called for banning online bomb-making materials following the arrest of two women in New York, whom the senator says used the information while planning an Islamic State-inspired attack.
That's KGO 810's Paul Rogers. Across the globe, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not in favor of that nuclear weapons deal being negotiated with Iran. Netanyahu says the timing is wrong and the framework of the agreement allows Iranian aggression to continue.
The deal would lift sanctions almost immediately, and this at the very time that Iran is stepping up its aggression and terror in the region and beyond the region.
In return, the United States and the European Union would lift crippling economic sanctions on Iran. Netanyahu and his cabinet also want any final agreement to contain recognition of Israel's right to exist. Back here in the States, President Barack Obama unveiling new legislation today to help war veterans, the economy, and the environment. Mr. Obama says the plan is to train war vets for the expanding solar industry.
We've got to lead by example, invest in the future, train our workers for good new jobs in the clean energy economy. That's how we're going to keep our economy growing, and that's how we're going to create new jobs and create more opportunity for the American people.
The president made the announcement at Hill Air Force Base in Utah today, one of 10 bases that teach service members how to install solar panels. The Energy Department says it's going to train another 75,000 people, including war vets. More fallout from that texting scandal at the San Francisco Police Department. Today, Police Chief Greg Suhr calling for the firing of some of those officers. in connection with a slew of racist and homophobic text messages that were passed back and forth.
There were 14 police officers linked to the unprofessional and insensitive email exchanges. Each one, says Chief Sir, guilty of violating department policy to varying degrees.
It just makes me sick to even talk about it.
The corruption case against now former Sergeant Ian Firminger revealed the email exchanges and 8 more officers could be fired.
I have suspended them, and they have been referred to the police commission with a recommendation of only termination, as it should be.
KGO 810's Rob Artigo also tells us another 6 officers will be disciplined to a lesser extent, including 10-day suspensions and the possibility of termination. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
If you've been left out of the refinance market, even though your bank account says you can easily afford one, Cash Call Mortgage has great news. We have a program that qualifies your refinance simply based on your credit score and the cash flow through your bank accounts, or alternatively, your stocks and bonds. Simple, logical, easy. So make the cash call at 844-890-CASH and refi your mortgage up to $1 million and even pull up to $350,000 cash out without tax returns or pay stubs. Call 844-890-CASH and we'll tell you about our competitive low rates and let you know just how much cash you can pull out. This cash is the cheapest capital available to add to your investment portfolio. You can even use it for a down payment on rental property. Our process is quick and easy because Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal housing lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time now to check traffic on the fives on a busy night in the Bay Area. Here's Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Bay Area Zero Res. Heading to Vallejo on eastbound 37, you just might want to be aware, traffic is still relaxing. You're heavy in pockets from just after Skaggs Island Road almost to Railroad Avenue. 92 westbound, construction on the San Mateo Bridge is creating some heavy delays in pockets right now, mainly just after midspan, but you're out of it before you actually get to Foster City Boulevard. And keep in mind, too, there's a high wind advisory in effect for the San Mateo Bridge. In the city, eastbound 80 is still stop and go from 101 to about Fremont, and then it's going to be a little bit slow for you all the way across until you get to the tolls. From there, you're in completely clear. And in San Mateo County, 84 after 35, all lanes blocked, 84 eastbound, all lanes are blocked due to a very severe injury accident. They still don't have an estimated time to reopen the road yet. Get spring clean, get Zero Resified. Now's a great time to get your carpets, grout, and air ducts cleaned. Call Zero Res today. Call 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739. Ask for the KGO special. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Thank you, Lee. Clear and cold tonight. Saturday, temperatures dropping, mid-50s, upper 60s. Sunday, the first part of Easter Sunday, expect some rain. It'll clear out. Then late Monday, we'll get another storm. It'll rain into Tuesday, possibly as much as a half an inch of rain. Right now around the Bay Area, 56 degrees in Livermore, 60 in Santa Cruz, 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Here we go, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGOradio.com. Download the app today and join us wherever you may be. 2 more days ago to, Easter. Just discussing that.
Did you make your... brunch reservation?
I assume that's what you're doing.
Yes,
everybody's asking me what I'm doing for Easter. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to have my Johnsonville frozen egg McMuffin out of the freezer, and I'll microwave that and have a happy Easter.
That's so sad.
And head for the sofa.
Yeah. Do you at least have some bunny ears on? Some chocolate?
I'll have a hangover on, probably, I would think.
I have some great ideas for you if you feel like getting up and about.
What time? That's the thing.
It's a party all day long.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence have their annual Easter extravaganza. And this year it's not in Dolores Park. Am I taking this off a cliff? I'll tell you about it really quickly. The children's part is at 11 a.m. This year it's in Hellman Hollow portion of Golden Gate Park on Easter. 1 p.m. is a bonnet contest. I did it 1 year but didn't win.
Oh, love that.
2 p.m. is the Foxy Mary contest, and the creme de la whatever is 3 p.m.
Yes,
Hunky Jesus contest.
Oh, well.
Now, you tell me you don't want to be at that.
yes, I want to be at that.
It's amazing. This one guy, but, 1 year, I mean, you have to see it. It's a parade of Jesuses, and they're all buff, and they come up with a cross and everything.
That sounds
sometimes
good, but I'd have to leave the house.
You would.
Yes, I would have to do that. 9 more days until the Game of Thrones, 12 more days until your taxes are due, and 19 more days until Ridiculous Secretary's Day. How ridiculous is that? Speaking of things that are ridiculous but yet fun, a model on The Price is Right accidentally gave away a car yesterday. It happened when a contestant named Andrea had 3 chances to guess how much the car cost. You know, they have like probably 6-7 prices on the board and the car behind it. And you have 3 chances to pick the right one. I don't know. Maybe there's 10. You have 3 chances. All right. They're all very close. Anyway, so she picked the wrong one first. So on the second chance, right after her first guess, the model flipped the wrong price and revealed the actual price. So she won. She won the car. And then there's more. I know you probably heard this story, but now there's more.
Which one is it?
$19,849.
Go ahead, Manuela. Boot, no.
No.
Okay. Oh!
And the model just flipped it.
I won it!
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations, Manuela just gave you a car.
Oh, my God. Is she so fired?
Game's over, folks.
I can just see the...
just spin the wheel right after this.
Oh, my God. I can just...
2 cars, a motorcycle, a trip, man, what a day. $52,679 with the prizes all together.
Okay. So they did the segue, so they gave it away. Then they got to the showcase showdown later on, and she won another car.
No way. Was it the model's fault?
Manuela, it was her fault. Yes, she flipped it.
I mean,
she
the
revealed.
Second time.
No, not the second time.
So
she revealed. She was so embarrassed, she was hiding behind the board. But did you hear immediately when Andrea gave the wrong answer, then the model flipped the wrong card. Did you hear how quickly
screamed.
She jumped in? She's like, I won the car! Just so there was no doubt about it. She's really smart. She didn't have a chance. She didn't give Drew Carey a chance to, take it back.
Well, and as a producer, what are you going
to
be do?
No, well,
I mean, the
to.
Whole show's yeah. one big advertisement anyway.
Well, yeah,
but I'm just wondering about the model. They're like, look, Jennifer,
no.
you have one job and one job only. Why can't you flip the right card? And
back in the day, they may have canned her. But can you imagine today's world, her getting canned for doing that? They would never live it down.
That's true.
Bob Barker would reappear, just like he did on April Fool's Day. So Price is Right is getting a lot of play this week.
Huh.
Bob Barker appeared on April Fool's Day because he said Drew Carey was coming out.
That was crazy. I thought he just should have been like, hey, everybody, I'm still alive. I know. You thought I was dead. I'm still here. Kind of like Jesus.
It was fun. Yes. Yes. So let's have some fun here. I have a little surprise for you.
For me?
Yes. Now, I think it was probably, was it 24 hours ago? Was it yesterday? Because they all seem the same. Yes. When you're working and when you're doing the do. So we got into karaoke. And for some reason, we were talking about things that one shouldn't do once they hit 50. And Jell-O shots was one of them, and then karaoke was the other.
You're bringing me Jell-O shots?
No, I'm bringing you your karaoke song.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you are. Come on.
I don't even know when to start.
This is your go-to song. She's...
Oh, they say in 14 seconds.
Yeah, so you made me do Losing My Religion. Oh.
Midnight, getting up dead, where are you? You said you'd meet me now, it's 1:45. This karaoke is one thing I won't do anymore of.
I love it. That was awesome. You could actually do it. You nailed it.
Get out.
Oh, my God.
Take that, Kim.
I was terrific. Yeah, one of your friends turned you in.
I always make
you
Kim
totally
do that
part. Busted.
We do the, hey, the growl parts.
I hate myself for loving you. If it just figures that would be your go-to song. Mine was Losing My Religion by R.E.M. But I hit 50, so now I'm done with that.
But you
again.
Used to sing Losing My Virginity.
That was a long, long time ago. Centuries ago.
Oh, my God.
Let's see here. I love this. So I don't know if this is backhanded or not, but Paris Hilton says she's inspired by Kim Kardashian. When was the last time we heard from Paris Hilton? God.
We've known each other since we're little girls. We've always been friends. It's nice to inspire people. So, yeah, I'm really proud of her and what she's done, though.
Do you guys still talk?
Yeah, I saw her, like, a few weeks ago in New York, and we were hanging out.
And you hang out with Kanye? But,
yeah.
He's fun, right?
They're so cute together. They're the perfect couple.
What about Northwest? Have you seen her?
She's so cute. She's always wanted to have a family, so I'm really happy for her.
Now, is that backhanded
or
what?
God, could she talk more like she just needs to go to the bathroom or something? What is wrong with her?
Yeah, time out. Oh, so here's the point. Here's why you can have a lot of fun with this. Notice how Paris Hilton's 10 minutes are up. Remember just how many years ago was it? Was it?
Thank you.
It was
exactly.
Like
which
five,
is why
six, 7 years ago when everything was Paris Hilton. And then after it was Paris Hilton, it was Jessica Simpson. And then notice how Jessica Simpson's gone away, too. Now, I don't know. This Kim Kardashian thing just seems to be, it's not like 10 or 15 minutes. I think she's having 20 minutes or half hour fame.
It but does feel too long, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's time for next. That's for damn sure.
So she actually, I love how she sort of inserted in there that she was somehow Kim's inspiration.
Yeah.
Kimspiration.
Pretty much.
That's horrifying. Okay, and now she's trying to attach herself to Kim's celebrity, and she talks about, we were hanging out.
Well, nobody cares about Paris Hilton anymore. That's why.
Goes to show you, because people freak out about, the media, how they build people up, but they also tear them down.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, and so everybody's so disposable. She has been disposed of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I also want to call BS on what she said, because if she was hanging out and they're so cool, then where are the pictures of them together? There are no pictures. If there were pictures, they'd be out there. This was a cute couple.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right. We hate Karl Rove. We're going to play that game next. And then I have to talk about Bruce Jenner and his wrongful death lawsuit that it looks like it's headed his way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But this is just strange. It's really strange. And it's not Bruce strange either. Speaking of Kardashians. No, it's something else strange about it. All right.
That
and more on the Late Night Late Show wrap up. By the way, we're meerkatting. Yeah. Join us
we
on
are
meerkatting. Yes, at Generation Drex on Twitter. That'll take you there. Or just go to Meerkat and put in Drex Radio Show or at Generation Drex.
Right. Same handle, at Generation Drex. Okay. That's all you ever need to remember.
Yes, on Meerkat on KGO 810.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free 2-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
When you need to find a part at a price that's right, that red and blue sign is just within sight. Roll in to CarQuest.
domestic, European, or Asian, CarQuest has the right parts to keep you safely on the road. With over 800,000 products available, you're sure to find exactly what you need when you visit CarQuest Auto Parts. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
We've got a little hip shack, been late with the rent. We bought a color TV with the money you sent. A cigarette burn on the living room table. No food, no pets, no premium cable.
Brian Wilson, ladies and gentlemen.
With a drink in my hand.
Drink in my hand on the island.
And a bucket of sand.
It's a little cheesy, but in a good way.
Yeah, it's Brian Wilson. He dropped his new song, On the Island, which features she and him. It's on Brian's new album, No Pier, as in Navy Pier, Pressure, yes, which comes out, as I mentioned, Tuesday.
Gotcha. She and him. Okay.
Yeah. On the
so
island.
So it's that sort of hipstery.
Is it Marianne or Ginger? Which one do you want?
Jerry-Ann.
Correct answer. All right. Let's go to the ass department and talk about Karl Rove for a second. How fun is that? I'm going to remain an ass for the rest of my life. Karl Rove is still doing what he does best, championing that war that he started in Iraq and slamming liberals.
He will not let go.
Oh, my God.
He is one defiant SOB.
Well, like I said, him and Dickless Cheney, they need, hopefully they went to the NASA garage sale and bought one of those heat shields because they're going to need it for where they're going.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Attach it to the bottom of their casket.
Oh.
Someday. I mean, come on.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I call it the ways I see it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I distort, you decide. So at the event at the University of Connecticut on Tuesday, the former advisor to the president, the puppet's hand. Yes, he moved. him and Dick took turns
putting their hand.
George's lips. Yeah.
Up George.
Yes. I'm just saying. That's why it didn't always work out so well. Yeah, I mean, come on. So now this is really sad, and this is moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be moved by this. So at this event at the University of Connecticut on Tuesday, the former advisor to the president, George W. Bush, was confronted by a student who introduced himself as an Iraqi war veteran. And he told Karl Rove about the horrors that he witnessed during combat. And he demanded that Rove apologize for his role in instigating the war. Okay, I'm going to stop him a play. But listen, I want to tell you something. This guy had this, he had it scripted, he wrote it down, and he was visibly shaking when he was reading it. And it was really moving. Let's take a listen to it.
Hi, my name's Ryan Howitz. When I was 20 years old, like many of the students here, I had a lot of questions about life and the way the world worked. Back then, I was known as Private Brian Henowitz, and I was about to invade Iraq as a medic for the 2nd Battalion, 7th Infantry Regiment. I saw my friends torn apart and Iraqi children screaming for their parents as indiscriminate shrapnel scarred them and us in ways that we will never know. We were exposed to more questions about life and death than any 20-year-old should have. These scars stay with me and other veterans who are now one of the highest demographics, commit suicide at a rate of 22 suicides per day, and over thousands disabled. I've taken responsibility for my actions and dealt with my demons while advocating for a peaceful resolution for a war that was an act of aggression with no clear goal. Can you take responsibility and apologize for your decision in sending a generation to lose their humanity and deal with the horrors of war which you have never had the courage to face? Will you apologize to the millions of fathers and mothers who lost their children on both sides of this useless war?
Wow. I mean, wow.
22 suicides a day.
808-0810. I can tell you, he would not, he refused to apologize.
He went straight into Saddam needed to be taken out.
Yeah. He refused to apologize. Karl Rove refused to apologize, saying that the former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein posed a threat to the United States. I appreciate your service, but I'm not going to apologize for our government doing the right thing and removing Saddam Hussein from power. Yeah. Well, what about the part where they didn't have anything to do with 9/11? What about that big part?
He just keeps hoping you'll forget.
And the destruction of hundreds of thousands of lives, like that veteran just said. I mean, it's just a damn shame. And you're not going to get an apology out of these people. And, you know, as you and I were talking about this earlier, why do they not step up and at least step back from some of this? Don't we all remember Hans Blitz going in there and the UN inspector and looking for the WMDs and they weren't there. But well, you know what? We're still going in. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
they
a lot of people
find them.
Right. Some people have had the grace to say we were misinformed or we were misled or whatever. But he
and many, many others have stepped back and said, yep, it was a mistake.
I think he believes himself that he did the right thing.
Oh, I disagree. I'm going to tell you my spin on this. I think that whether him or the former vice president were to admit that they did it on purpose or somehow it was proved that there was heinous what they did, they would be over in The Hague and they would be trumped up. There would be war crimes charges to face.
Which is why you have to tell yourself the story that you did the right thing or you'd never be able to sleep with yourself. But that's me speaking as a human.
808-0810. Well, or you can tweet us at Generation Drex. Look, and there's a proud veteran, and I have to tell you, it's so, if you think that was powerful listening to it, watch it. The man is standing there shaking. You know, when I looked at it early this afternoon, it brought a tear to my eye, and I'm not being cheesy, I'm being honest. I have so much respect for everyone who has served this great country and did the best that they could and did what they were told. But here's a guy asking for an ounce of compassion, and, you know, apparently he's not getting it. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll continue with the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today,
Well, new year, new beginning. Maybe a fresh coat of paint is all it'll take in 2015. Wouldn't that be lovely? Well, our friends at Serta Pro Painters made my house look great fresh look to the bathroom. The back bedroom is a lovely shade of blue, and we were able to come to a consensus on that shade of blue thanks to the color specialist at Serta Pro. It's me, Renee, your ambassador of fun, to say the locally owned Serta Pro painters are just great. And they don't just do interiors. They do exterior, too. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. You'll see how professional they are. They'll take pride in transforming your home to your individual needs because painting is personal. Serta Pro is North America's largest and most referred painting company. And they're your neighborhood painter. They're local business owners that are part of our community. Visit them at CertaPro.com or call them up at 800-GO-CERTA because painting is personal.
World champion Giants fans, are you ready for another amazing season of baseball at AT&T Park? We've got an incredible schedule lined up. Big events, Orange Fridays, ring ceremonies, world championship giveaways, and not-to-be-missed series with the Nationals, Cardinals, Angels, and everybody's favorites, the Dodgers. Better grab your seats right away, because they're going faster than a mad bum heater. We are selling single-game tickets right now at sfgiants.com. We are SF. We are Giants.
8:30 on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. Coming up, the late night, late show wrap-up, including, oh, well, guess what number one is? Think about it for a second. Things that you can't remember anymore thanks to technology. We'll discuss, but first, from the KGO News Center, here's John Lobertini.
Thank you, Drex. Our top story at the bottom of the hour, that nuclear weapons deal with Iran is under intense scrutiny. Today, New York Congressman Peter King joining many of his fellow Republicans, challenging the president's confidence in the deal.
The administration believes that these verifications, these examinations, these basically right to inspect is going to be sufficient. I have real concerns about that.
Despite Republican criticism, Mr. Obama maintains the deal protects national security for the United States and its allies. It also means crippling economic sanctions on Iran would be lifted. The growing conflict in Yemen has Americans working in that country stuck in the middle of a war. U.S. government workers are anxiously awaiting evacuation after a mortar attack killed a 40-year-old father of three from Oakland.
Jamal al-Albani is an American citizen. He was visiting Yemen when he died. Zahra Ballou is the executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations Bay Area chapter. She says Yemen is currently gripped in a civil war.
Unfortunately, as a result, U.S. citizens are now trapped in the country. Numerous other countries, Russia, China, are believed to have successfully evacuated their citizens.
There's a letter-writing campaign to influence our federal government to act.
That's KGOA 10's Brian Pelletier.
Considered, I guess, a delicacy for some in South Korea.
Well, the tale of those dogs rescued from a Korean dog meat factory just keeps getting better. Some of the 58 pups are now being adopted.
They were spread out to SPCA shelters in Marin, San Francisco, and the East Bay. With the first dog adopted out, Lisa Block with the Marin SPCA says it's pretty gratifying.
These dogs are wonderful, and I gotta say, it's really amazing how quickly they've turned around and become loving companions to humans. So I think that's testament to the spirit of a dog.
So far, two dogs have gone to good homes. Applications for the remaining dogs are still being accepted.
That is KGOA 10's Kim McAllister. Well, there's a lunar eclipse this weekend. Trouble is, it won't last long.
The show starts at 3:16 a.m. with the moon fully engulfed at 4:58 a.m. The total eclipse will only last for 4 minutes and 43 seconds, making it the shortest one of the century. While people west of the Mississippi River will have the best view, at least a partial eclipse will be visible across the nation.
That's correspondent Mark Chase. Still ahead, we've got your traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:32.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less. Remove penalties and fees. Stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
Sleep is very important to me, and when I sink into my mattress, I just melt.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to enjoy huge savings and a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini inviting you to our tax-free mattress sale.
I've had a lot of back problems, and I have the best sleep I've ever had in my whole life.
At Mancini's, we offer the largest selection of top-brand mattresses at the lowest possible price.
Crawling into it is like heaven.
Hurry in for this limited offer. Visit sleepworld.com.
I wouldn't go anywhere else but Mancini Sleep World.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time now for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. 237 eastbound in the South Bay before North Fair Oaks Avenue. You got a two-vehicle accident there, but I have no lane details on it. It's not creating any jam-ups yet. Just something to be aware of, please, if that's the direction you're headed in. Now we'll hop up north. Westbound 4 in Antioch after Summersville. A box in the second lane to watch out for. Eastbound on the Skyway in the city, you've got a hit-and-run accident at 7th. It's on the right shoulder, but the jam-ups are actually from there up to Fremont. The Bay Bridge, for what it's worth to you, is finally clear in both directions. Back to the South Bay in Cupertino, southbound 280, you got construction between 85 and North De Anza that's beginning to create some slowdowns, although they are minor at the moment. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. It's a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Thank you, Lee. Time now to check your Bay Area weather forecast with KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Sunny on Saturday morning, and then clouds increase as the afternoon evening goes on. Mid-50s to upper 60s. On Sunday, the morning will begin on a damp note. Easter Sunday, we're expecting scattered light showers. Those showers will be east of here, winding down by about the early afternoon hours.
You can expect mid-50s to low 60s on Easter Sunday. That second storm starts to roll in late Monday, stays with us all the way through Tuesday. Forecasters say we could end up with a half an inch of rain. Right now around the Bay Area, 56 degrees in Oakland. It's 51 Half Moon Bay, 59 in Concord. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Van Halen is back. They were on Ellen yesterday for the first time. Well, they didn't actually jump on her, but... on her show. It's just all fun. Yeah. Okay. So they are coming to the Bay. Actually, they're doing... as we mentioned, two stops here. Skyline Amphitheater, and what was the other venue?
Concord Pavilion and Shoreline. Yeah, in July, right. That's right.
Very nice. All right, nicely done. We were talking about some military things in Karl Rove, and he would just not apologize to that soldier earlier. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about is the Army and the military announcing big changes for their ink policy, the tattoo policy.
Oh.
Apparently before that was a no-no. I'm not sure exactly how that worked.
What?
But a newly revised tattoo policy that will remove the limit on the number and size of soldiers' tattoos is coming very, very soon, according to this report today. The new revision to the appearance policy still prohibits soldiers from having tattoos on their necks, and the ban will remain on tattoos that are extremist, racist, or sexist, according to this memo. And the more lenient tattoo rules are based on input from soldiers. He said many soldiers have said that they want fewer restrictions on their ink and their tattoos. Some saw their tattoos as a hindrance to advancing in their careers. So the Army says, and the military says, well, we hear you, and society has changed its view of tattoos, and we see ourselves changing along with that. So I think what they're talking about are the sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the very visible ones. So, again, as long as they're not extremist, racist, or sexist, the sleeve tattoos will be fine.
Okay.
Visible ones.
Right. Yeah. Was a sleeve of tattoos ever kept you out of joining the Army? I don't think so, right?
Or... I think so.
That's
what it seems
to
me. I'm not 100% sure.
With Iraq and Afghanistan and everything, I thought they really lowered the bar on, you know, what... what requirements a soldier needed to meet.
I mean, you know, back to that soldier who was asking for an apology from Karl Rove, after 9/11, people were signing up. I don't think there was a shortage of soldiers.
Well, there is. And that's why people keep going back for different extra tours of duty. They're like, I was supposed to come home, but I got sent back again,
well,
and I'm not
yes.
able to watch my children grow up, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. They had two or three or four tours, but a lot of times they were mandatory for a while, and then I think they became voluntary. A lot of soldiers wanted to go back. You know,
that's not my view of it, but I don't know why I know that. So I won't fight you on it.
Well, I'm not 100% sure. I'm not in the military, so I wouldn't know. 808-0810, maybe you know. But I'm not sure what the policy on tattoos was. But they are going to be more liberal with it.
Yeah.
And I saw a picture. So they were obviously referring to the sleeve tattoos and arms, legs, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Again, but
And it still. Seems if like... I don't know. If you've had to go over there and do all that stuff, it seems like you deserve a tattoo. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if you think about it, before it became fashionable, a lot of people who were overseas, what did soldiers do
That's
in their
exactly
spare time?
Where that all came
drink
from.
Drink beer, hook up with hookers, and get a tattoo.
Hey, now, not necessarily in that order.
Exactly. How did that go? Maybe it was drunk, get the tattoo, and then found the
hooker.
But yeah,
you would see the anchor tattoo or the Marine Corps tattoo.
Absolutely.
Just something that symbolized, you know, your service and your love of country.
Right. My dad has the bulldog
like
for the Marine Corps. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was the sort of essence of tattoos or the beginning or something, but I wouldn't know.
Hmm. Well, now you know. Okay. So it's 8:41 on the Drex Radio Show. And do we have HOV, you know, the HOV lanes?
Mm-hmm.
Love this. So if you're going to put something in your passenger seat to get yourself away and be able to pull that off, to drive.
Oh, you mean
yeah,
something
like
that's not a person?
Right, yes.
Whoops.
Don't you love these people?
I can't believe anybody still tries it.
I actually knew someone in another city who used a mannequin because they worked at a department store, which is just ridiculous. I said, well, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if you get pulled over and, you know, the cop sees a mannequin in there? Or what do you do with the mannequin during the day? They said, well, I put it in the trunk. I said, well, people will think it's a body.
Good Lord. Yeah, you don't want to get caught doing that. That's worse than just driving around with a mannequin.
So, a trooper posted a photo on Twitter yesterday afternoon. He was caught a guy driving in the carpool lane with a cardboard cutout in the passenger seat. And the cutout was the most interesting man in the world from the Dos Equis commercials. From the beer commercials. Don't you love that? I mean, that's being creative. A matter of fact, the cop thought it was so stupid and so ridiculous, he laughed at it, and he let him go. And so they posted the Twitter post, and because it was a laughing matter, he didn't get busted. He was warned, and it had to go away. I think he had to rip it up and throw it in the trunk, but, you know.
the most interesting man in the world. If you're going to be naughty, then, hey, why not? And where do you get a cut out of the most interesting man of the world? I haven't seen the Dos Equis guy for a while. Speaking of problems, the stepchildren of the woman who died in the Bruce Jenner car accident back in February may sue him for wrongful death. Now, we haven't heard anything about this horrible accident for quite some time now, as media goes, and the way things
kind of went away. Seemed like.
Yeah, it has. It's been very quiet. Sources say Kim Howe, she was the woman who was killed, had no blood relatives, and her husband died in 2003. But he had two children who are adults now, and they're gearing up for a lawsuit. Interestingly, though, sources close to Howe, her friends, say she had virtually no relationship whatsoever with these kids of his.
So they're scarcely even stepkids.
Right, yes. But they're the only people who can legally sue.
I bet a lawyer found them. You know?
It just,
hey, you guys.
Yeah, I mean,
that your father was married to this woman who...
Right, and, yeah. But doesn't it... It feels icky.
Oh, of course.
I mean, because my brain just says cash grab right away.
Yeah. I think there's a lawyer involved.
You know, and obviously Bruce has some Benjamins. I mean, he's got bucks. But if they had virtually no relationship with the kids, she had no relationship with them. Yeah. They had no relationship with her. I don't know. Legally, they can sue. So, you know.
For sure. You don't sue the guy in the dilapidated Ford that killed your stepmom. Ain't nothing there.
All right. Twisticles and such. And the late night Late Show wrap up continues in just a minute on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
The California State solar rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Sempra Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Sempra Solaris? We hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Sempra Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? This is Tara Miller of Trader Joe's. We're pretty sure the answer lies with carrots. Not just any old carrots, but Trader Joe's and the organic carrots of many colors. Colorful carrots aren't really so strange. Until a few hundred years ago, most carrots commonly came in myriad colors. The Dutch combined a yellow with a red and came up with orange, their national color. That color became the standard. Trader Joe's and the organic carrots of many colors are setting a new standard. The average American consumes more than 11 pounds of carrots every year. And that's just the orange ones. Organic carrots of many colors come in yellow, white, red, and purple in addition to orange. They're naturally sweet and crunchy, and the colors really pop. We're selling each 2-pound bag for $1.99. So you can get a jump start on upping your carrot intake without digging too deep into your wallet. All those songs about rainbows? They were obviously written to sell more carrots. Kind of like this ad. For the location of your neighborhood Trader Joe's, check us out at TraderJoe's.com. Thanks for listening.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I'd like to kiss you way back in the sticks. I'd like to walk you through the field of wildflowers. And I'd like to check you for ticks.
Wow!
I know the perfect
look. Check me. That was check you for ticks.
God, that is the ultimate country song.
By the way, hold on a second. Look at that. Perfect segue. I've got to reach for it, but nonetheless, Daddy has it. So Avril Lavigne has Lyme disease.
Oh.
Yeah, she was diagnosed with a severe case of Lyme disease back in October, and that's the mysterious illness that was battling when she was asking for prayers in December. She told People magazine that she believes she was bitten by a tick last spring. And she says, quote, I had no idea a bug bite could do this.
Mm. Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the telltale sign is supposed to be the bullseye rash that you get. You know that, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you
I
get
just
like a bullseye
rash. Choose not
rash.
To go camping.
Well, I mean, you know, ticks...
They could be anywhere.
They could be anywhere, yeah. Especially out in the woods. But anyway, she was bedridden for 5 months. Mm. And there were definitely times I couldn't shower for a full week because I could barely stand. I felt like, I was having my entire life sucked out of me. She's still recovering, but she's about 80% better now.
Yeah, well, and you have it forever, it seems like. They haven't found a cure.
Yeah, heavy antibiotics, and I think that's what they use. And the key is to catch it quick. When you see that bullseye, you need to see the doctor.
Okay.
Or if you know for sure you got bit.
I know we did this on Dr. Dean, but I cannot recall all the ins and outs. But a good friend has a daughter with Lyme's disease, so I'm always, I'm curious about it and aware slightly.
Somebody tweeted here, well, that's what you get for letting Chad Kroger run around in the fields without a leash. I mean... Okay, anytime at Generation Drex, feel free. Dave Letterman, talked about how Indiana is gay friendly with really naughty Indiana city names. That's fun. That we'll talk about when we get into the late night late show wrap up in just a few minutes. But we want to talk about technology and things that you probably don't remember anymore because of technology. Thanks to technology, it's really true. And I'll just start off with the obvious. As I was when I was talking to the newsroom people this afternoon, they nailed this one right away. What is the top thing that you can't remember anymore thanks to technology? Well, it's telephone numbers. That's the most obvious one to me. You used to be able to cite all of your closest friends and family members' phone numbers. I don't even know my sister's telephone number anymore.
Oh, I know.
I don't know my dad's cell phone number.
If I were lost somewhere, I could not call my own parents. That's pathetic.
Yeah, no, that is bad. It is bad.
Oh, my God, it's horrible. You know the one number I do know? 867-5309. Sorry.
Jenny, Tommy Two-Tone. Yes.
We all know that one, but that's because it's melodic.
0810 to KGO.
Oh, and you remember that number, right?
Yeah, and they keep saying back and forth which one we're supposed to use, 808-0810 or 8080-810. We don't do telephone calls a whole lot, but I mean, nonetheless, we
8080-810. I didn't stumble on it that
okay,
time.
Go ahead.
So another one is that you've forgotten because of technology is literally just writing in general. And I've had this problem. I had to address a package to Nana the other day, and I'm like, God, my writing sucks. You know, so just your handwriting.
Oh.
It looks awful.
How to write in cursive.
Oh, don't even start.
Yeah, yes, that's a big deal.
And we hardly write to each other, so I'm the only one who needs to read my writing most of the time because I jotted a note, and still I'm like, oh, man, what did I mean by that?
Right, writing in longhand, too. I mean, it's sad. It used to be everybody did it, and it was a really sweet thing to do to write to somebody in longhand, and just no one does it anymore, so... You know, it's nice to see something that's written that way. It really says something about you. Yes, if you will take the time to do it and if you can do it anymore.
Yeah. And then I have to scribble stuff out. Whoops.
And here's another thing we don't remember anymore thanks to technology. Birthdays. Facebook's taken all the guesswork out of that.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I do not appreciate it.
I know. Does a generic happy birthday message on somebody's wall really mean anything when a push notification made you do it? Or how about when Facebook tells you, like, it's five people's birthday and you just wish them all happy birthday at once? Are you?
Oh, that's funny.
No. It gets better. Just copy and paste because you're too lazy to write happy birthday.
That's a good one.
Over and over again. Where's the genuine sentiment? That's really the truth.
Yeah. And then you have all those Facebook friends, especially you as a big celebrity, who aren't really friends or that you've never met. So are you going to wish them all happy birthday?
Well, no, I can't. But that's the good thing about having a public site, Drex.
You're public.
Right. So, you know, I don't
sometimes
really,
I can't friend people. When a good friend or a medium friend's birthday lands on the same day as someone I barely know, I'm like, if that person sees me wish that person a happy birthday, they'll be pissed off. So I'm just not going to wish anybody a happy birthday.
But let me just say this. Let me just be honest about the social media and birthday thing.
Mm-hmm.
With LinkedIn, which can be a real pain in the ass when they send you notifications every single day, so-and-so got another job, so-and-so got another, especially when you're not working, then it really sucks. Better Betty's. But I have to say, so when the happy birthdays come up, if they're whales, if they're heavies, then I do take time to write them a happy birthday.
Oh, God, and actually that's what you write call a whale.
Yeah. I mean, big shots in the industry.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Just got to cover your bases.
Nine out of 10,
I just hit, well, you know, delete.
That's when you should send a card written longhand. Okay. The other thing that we stink at now because of technology is giving directions, which is kind of funny to be on the list, but I just wilt if someone actually asks me for directions. And as a former traffic reporter, I pretty much know my way around, but I always think, God, don't be so helpless. You have a map on your phone. Use it.
Yeah, but you know, you and I were just talking about the thing. We go back and forth. For instance, you know, my other half, she uses Google Maps all the time. And she gets crazy because I don't. I just use my GPS. And then I tried Waze. Wasn't really down with Waze. And now
you can't even see the street because of all those bubbles.
Okay, and then what is the one you just gave me yesterday?
Enrix.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's a map.
Because all I want to see is the red and the green.
Yeah,
I want to see what bridge is a mess and which connector
Waze is like,
oh,
the bacon truck's over here. Shut up. I know where I'm going. I don't need a recommendation.
People swear by Waze, too. But it's just too busy.
8810.
And by the way, it's distracting in my car because I don't have a thing to mount it. So, you know, if I'm looking down, it's as bad as texting. It's a distraction to somebody like
for
me.
For sure.
Yeah, so I'd rather not. All right. Here is another thing that we forgot about because, well, we can thank that to technology. How to write a check. Thanks to PayPal, Apple Pay, and, you know, paper checks are becoming part of the analog past. Do you have to write and then zero cents on the amount line?
Yeah. Probably the only checks I write are the rent check to the landlord, which even then we should probably get on Square or PayPal
Write the amount out, you're supposed to write that in longhand. I still do that. I guess that's the only time I do it.
But the other thing is just I always go like, oh, what's the date? Like, I don't have a thing in front of me telling me the time or the day.
Isn't that funny? I don't think that's on this list, but we do forget the date nowadays, don't we?
Because we can just look at the calendar.
We just did it, you know, during one of our breaks.
We did it a second ago.
Is it today April 3rd? Yes, it is.
That means that movie is tonight, yeah.
Right. Yeah, actually, we have like a NASA countdown clock, count up clock in the studio that actually has it blaring at us that it's 8:56, and it's 8:57 right now on Friday.
In 2 seconds.
4:03:15. Yes,
what
2015.
Year is it?
So what else do we forget?
We've forgotten how to do this because of technology, just basically waiting for someone in public. Meet me by the fountain at 3. What we do is, instead of waiting, like constant updating. On my way. Be there in 2.
Oh, yeah.
Just a block away.
Right.
And the other thing is, like, people don't, like, enjoy the wait, but, like, sit by the fountain and look around. Nope, they're looking at their device.
Amen. Did we nail them all?
Oh, we had one more.
Okay.
Oh, how to spell tricky words without looking them up. I was a lot better. I was a great speller always. And now that I can look them up, I guess, just to be sure.
I love predictive text. I'm sorry.
That does help.
I'm down with it.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it because nothing was worse than misspelling a word. Or there were just some words that you just couldn't get, ever grasp. Just a couple.
I'm trying to think of one that's really
Minutes
hard.
Was a one for me.
Minutes?
Squirrel? No, squirrel's easy. Karen said squirrel.
Now I can't even think of what words I have trouble with. Exaggeration. Two X's, two G's, or blah, 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 blah. You know, that's the one I have to look.
All right, we got
to
take
one
a break.
One X, two G's. Okay.
Let's do the late show.
You're drink-saggerating.
Extremely. As the Drex Radio Show continues, the late night, late show wrap up on the way on KGO 810.
A crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.